English Reading Practice, Exercise 21, Goal Setting Blueprint, Step 7, Intermediate Level. Be sure to watch the introductory video to learn how to use synchronized reading. Just see the link in the description below. And just a quick reminder, continually improve your English. Click the subscribe button, the bell icon, and then all. So let's begin our reading. Step 7, Achieving Goals, the remaining 90%, Sheer Persistence. Achieving goals requires persistence. What is persistence? It is the act of continuing in a course of action or way of thinking with unwavering determination, despite difficulties, setbacks, or challenges along the way. It includes resilience, the ability to recover quickly when faced with adversity, rejection, or failure. It's the ability to maintain focus and motivation over a period of time, until the desired outcome is achieved. Developing persistence is like building a muscle. It takes consistent effort and practice. Here is an example of the power of persistence. In 1915, Ty Cobb set up an amazing baseball record of stealing 96 bases. 7 years later, Max Carey set the second best record with 51 stolen bases. Was Cobb twice as good as Carey? Consider this. Cobb made 134 attempts. Carey made 53. So Carey's average was much better. Cobb, however, made 81 more tries and was rewarded with 44 more stolen bases. Frank Betcher makes this strong point on page 238 of his fascinating classic, How I Raised Myself from Failure to Success in Selling. When you get behind the big success stories in any given field, you often find the most successful have made more attempts and spent longer hours at the given task than anyone else. In other words, they give the law of averages a chance to work in their favor. They just keep on striking out, often against all odds. With achieving goals, this sterling quality of persistence and its companion perseverance is absolutely essential. Yes, the previous six steps are also essential and crucial, but if you do not persist and persevere, your great plan can just disappear. Your vivid mental images can just evaporate into thin air. Achieving goals simply becomes wishful thinking. Achieving goals requires that you keep at it day in, day out. Then you are guaranteed results, eventually. To maintain this kind of momentum, you have to develop mental toughness. Mental toughness refers to the psychological resilience and strength of character that enables individuals to cope effectively with stress, pressure, adversity, and challenges. Individuals who possess mental toughness are often able to stay motivated, manage their emotions effectively, and persist in pursuing their goals, despite obstacles or setbacks. They can adapt to changing situations, maintain confidence in their abilities, and bounce back from setbacks with renewed determination. To be mentally tough means you minimize the effects of discouragement and you turn negatives into positives. Motivational speaker Jack Black uses a computer expression to combat negativity. Delete that program. Whenever a negative thought comes into your mind, or when others make negative comments, say to yourself, delete that program, and replace it with a positive thought. For example, when you catch yourself thinking, this is just not working, this is useless and a waste of time, trigger mental toughness by saying, delete that program. Instead, think, what do I need to do to make this work? Admittedly, negative mental habits are hard to break. It takes time and persistence, but oh, the rewards when you do. Do we understand then why the title of this final session is Achieving Goals, the Remaining 90% Sheer Persistence? It really does come down to that. Just keep on going, persist, 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 and let the good old law of averages work for you. Achieving goals will become your reality. Next, Goal Setting Blueprint, Conclusion. Well, that concludes the reading. Be sure to check the goal setting resources in the description below. And when you're ready, go to the next video in the Goal Setting Blueprint series. Has this video helped you? Then like, share, or comment now. And build a powerful English vocabulary with my free course on Udemy. Go to goodenglish.online.